Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Sanjay. I'm a recovered alcoholic. My sobriety date is the 13th of January 2005, and my home group is the Deal Men's Group here in Melbourne. My question that I've been posed is, how do we ensure our fourth step is fearless and thorough? Really good question. Just give you a little bit of background of how I approach my fourth step and how I got here. So back in when I first got into recovery, the first thing I had to do was surrender, ask for help. And on my third week in treatment at a rehab, I asked a guy to be my sponsor. He said, "Have you had enough? Are you willing to go to any lengths for victory over alcoholism?" I said, "Yes and yes." He said, "Great. Have you got a big book?" I said, "Yes." They gave us one at the rehab. "Great." He said, "Read the first 164 pages and tell me you're willing to do that work, and then we'll commence the program of action." And so what happened for me was that I'd admitted my step one. We spent a bit of time on that because that's the step I had to get really 100%, that I was powerless, I couldn't stop or stay stopped, and I had a mental obsession and a physical allergy and all of that. And my experience had been lots of crashing and bashing. And so, I had to accept that a power bigger than myself was going to help me, restore me to sanity. And then we did the third step prayer in his living room. And immediately I was given the step four sheets because it says, "Next we launched." It doesn't say think. It doesn't say wait a week or a few months. It says, "Next we launched in a vigorous course of action." And so what happened for me, though, was that there was a lot of fear around writing my step four initially. And I procrastinated, and because I'd heard in the rooms, "You're drinking around your step four, or it's really this kind of boogie thing to do," and everything else. But ultimately, I was just scared, and writing things down, which have always been inside of me—my fears, my harms, my resentments—and I was already in step five, thinking, "How am I going to tell another person all this stuff?" And I was a bit frightened about writing. So I wasn't fearless or thorough at the beginning in the first couple of weeks. I started to put my pen. I literally just had my first sponsor had given me some sheets that were quite easy to fill out on a Word document. He'd written out the columns, and he just said, "Just write in the first column and we'll go across." But what happened for me was that a friend of mine said, "Have I finished my step four?" And I hadn't. And he was a few months ahead of me, and he was a good friend by that time. And he said, "Well, if you don't finish it, I won't talk to you." So I became fearless and thorough very quickly because, I knew inherently that this is the right action to do, And so for me to ensure that was that, I asked for help, asked for people around me what to do. I even spent an afternoon, my sponsor had about 8 sponsees at the time, sitting at his kitchen table, and at one end of the table I was writing my step four, at the other end of the table another sponsee of his was writing their step four, and it was as simple as that, really, and just getting pen to paper about the things that are always inside of me. As I said, those fears, those harms and everything else that I'd done. I wasn't a bad person. I'd just done some things that I was never going to tell a human soul. And so it literally is just writing it out, putting it on pen on paper. So that's how I ensured that I was fearless and thorough. I asked for help and just put pen to paper and took the action. God bless. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.